Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Health for HD Live, the first podcast created for families living with Huntington's and juvenile Huntington's disease. Don't forget to find us on iTunes, Blog Talk, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. You can also search over 500 archived episodes and other projects at helpforhd.org. To watch us in person, find Help for HD TV on YouTube and subscribe and ring the bell for notifications on new content. Help for HD Live is going on air in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Help for HD Live. This show is made possible because of a grant from Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. I'm your host, Lauren Holder, and as you know, this month we are focusing on HD Awareness Month and all things going on across the world as far as HD Awareness Month goes. And so today we're talking with Ashley Clark from the Huntington's Disease Association North Ireland and a program or project that they are doing along with some other organizations called the Family Matters Campaign. So Ashley, let's start off with thank you again so much for joining me today. But could you start with just kind of sharing your HD story with us?
Yes, of course. So I am 28 years old. I am currently not tested for the Huntington's gene, and I have the risk of inheriting it because my dad currently lives with Huntington's disease in a nursing home. He is 54 years old, and he was diagnosed when he was 40. I became a carer for Dad around the age of 14, 15, definitely more involved when I was about 17 years old, and then all the way up until he went into the home. I provided a lot of his care for him, his daily needs, and then the fun adult just bills and appointments and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's been an unbelievable journey. There's been lots of bumps along the way, but it's been absolutely amazing. I now work for the Huntington's Disease Association Northern Ireland, so it's absolutely amazing to turn something that I'm so incredibly passionate about into my hobby, my career, and then it all stems from my personal life.
Yeah. And so it's amazing to me that you've been a caregiver since you were so young. Can you talk a little bit about that? How has that really worked?
Yeah, that was eventful. So it was. So like I said, I got diagnosed when I was like 14, 15 years old. And for the first like 2 years or thereabouts, he was doing pretty good. He was okay to care for himself. And there was someone in his life that could help him with that. When I was 17 years old, things shifted and changed, and it required then me stepping up and becoming more involved with his care. We were able to get care assistance to come into his home. It started off real like small. It started off like maybe once, twice a day, just reminding him to take his medication whenever he needed to. And then over, you know, the 10 plus year period, he was up to like 4 calls a day. They helped him to get up, to get dressed, they helped him with eating, all those kind of things. But in the early days when I was 17, it was a lot of time management. It was a lot of sacrifices from everybody. I didn't always get to do what I wanted to do. For example, if I had a day off school and a day off work, Dad maybe needed me, so I couldn't go and hang out with my friends. Or if there was like a night out planned, I couldn't maybe go on that night out because the next day I had to be up early to bring Dad somewhere. One thing I didn't like to do was say go on a night out before looking after Dad for the day, just because I just didn't think I would be firing on all cylinders, and I'd have to get up early and I'd be tired and I just couldn't be bothered. So I just find it easier to like, hey, I'm sorry guys, I can't make it, Dad needs me tomorrow. But yeah, so it was tough. Financially, it was hard. Looking after him and going to school and, you know, working, you know, those times I had two or three jobs if he needed me and I was at school. Like the way our school system works, I'd done 3 years in one school from the age of 17, and that then got me the qualifications I needed to go to university, and I'd done 4 years there. So I was anything from 1 hour to over 2 hours away from him. So it was, you know, it was diesel and petrol money in my car. So if he needed me, I always had to make sure that I had like the money available to put in my car to drive to him. And I'm sure most students can understand, whenever you're a student, you can be kind of poor. So, well, I don't know, like money management probably wasn't my strong point, but, yeah, it was a lot of balancing. I was young, so it was hard sometimes to fully, you know, understand that, like, if Dad was doing or saying something, he didn't mean it, that it was the Huntington's. And that sometimes was hard. Now that I'm older, you know, I know obviously a little more, like, that wasn't him. But at the time when you get inside of that, you know, it's sort of, there was tears.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That. Yeah, trust me, I've been there, especially, you know, my dad went through that too, and we went through the whole, oh, well, are you proud of yourself because I'm in the hospital now, you know, type deal. And I'm like, I'm just doing what's best for you. I don't know that my response to him would have been as good had I been your age when I started the caregiving. So that is amazing to me that you did it so young and that you've helped so much. So let's talk a little bit about the HD Family Matters campaign that you have been or you are part of. It was partly your brainchild. So tell us a little bit about that Family Matters campaign.
Yeah, so the Family Matters campaign was launched at the start of May. The Huntington's Alliance, which consists of the main UK and Ireland charities. So you have, for example, Huntington's Disease Association, which is England and Wales. You have the Scottish Huntington's Association, which covers Scotland. You have Huntington's Ireland, and then you have Huntington's Association Northern Ireland. It is absolutely amazing. There's a wonderful website with the Living History Project. So that was a digital space for the Huntington's community to share pictures, poems, thoughts, anything that, you know, if you said to them, like, what does Huntington's mean to you? Like, that's what would pop to mind. You could do, like, pic collages. It's a beautiful area. And you can go onto the website and scroll down through it. And there's contributions from, like, all walks of life, areas, everything. It's so beautiful. It's quite emotional scrolling down through it because there's some, like, awesome, like, poems that I've never came across, poems that people have even written themselves, and then, like, family photos and things, stories, all that kind of stuff. So that's amazing. And then on Tuesday of this week, so just, like, a couple of days ago, we released the four short films where we had amazing volunteers come forward and share their, like, Huntington story and their experiences. So I don't want to do, like, a spoiler alert for the short films, but I would definitely recommend, like, going to the website and checking them out. They're super short films to watch. Like, they won't take long, but they're, like, incredibly moving and emotional. They just, like, they're such a good way to raise awareness for Huntington's. I think anybody from, I mean, from the outside looking in, like, somebody who's not affected, like, doesn't really know what it is, it's a great way for them to maybe understand from that person's perspective. So it's an exciting campaign.
Yes. Well, I've got to go look at the videos because I haven't seen that. But I did look at the website and the Living History wall, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing. And you're right, so emotional, and just I just love it. So what is the website that people can go to check that out?
Yeah, so you can go to hdfamilymatters.com, and that will bring you straight to the website. You can check out the Living History Project, which is the wall. You can download resources. So that's like a little infographic that you can put on your social medias, and it just says, you know, I'm supporting this campaign, or if you're like an organization, a business, a group, and I'm like that there, there's one that we are supporting. And then you can also add this really fun, cool frame to your like Facebook or Instagram photo to show your support for the campaign. You can get that all in the resources section, and then you can also find out a little bit more like about the campaign itself and things like that there. It's all in little tabs, and you can have a great time scrolling down through it all.
Oh, yes. So are you guys taking stories just from the UK, or is it worldwide? Like, how are you doing your stories for the Living History wall?
Yeah, so anybody can contribute to the Living History wall, and we want to make sure that people know that we're taking contributions throughout the month of May. It didn't end just because it launched on the 1st of May. So definitely, if you have a like look through the website and it just makes you feel really like motivated, you want to get involved, you feel like you have a voice that you, you know, story you want to share, there is a section on there, and it's clearly like outlines how you can get involved and how you can add a contribution to that. So I urge everybody and anybody, please, please, please submit a contribution, because I personally love looking through them all, and the awareness that this is doing for Huntington's disease is absolutely amazing. So definitely, if you feel up to getting involved, I urge you to.
Oh, yes. I think it was a brilliant idea. I love it. And I am curious how you guys came up with Living History for the name for the pictures and everything that's submitted, because that was brilliant too.
I mean, it's definitely, it's been a group effort. The Huntington's Alliance, which includes the four charities, have worked so incredibly hard on this for months and have incorporated like so many different ideas in that. So, I mean, it's, We're living this journey, we're living this Huntington's experience, and everybody's experience is so different, but it's all becoming a part of history, so it is, because, you know, we're going to look back on this in 1 year, 5 year, 10 years' time, and we're going to remember this, and, you know, it's going to be a whole different place where we're all at, and it'll be awesome to have those memories.
Absolutely. So, again, if you want to go and submit anything, or to just look at the Living History wall, and now I'm going to have to go look at the videos because I've not looked at those yet, so now I'm excited. But you can go to hdfamilymatters.com, and I'll put that on the show page, and look at all of the stuff that's submitted. And, I mean, there's really some great poems and just amazing photos and everything. It's absolutely beautiful. Ashley, thank you so much for, one, everything you're doing with all of this, and turning this HD journey with your dad and yourself into a passion.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. So it does. And just really quick, in regards to making a contribution to the Living History Project, you can do it anonymously. You don't have to put your name to it. I know, like, everybody's situation is different, so don't feel that just because, you know, you don't want your name out there that you can't get involved. Of course you can. You can still get involved, and you can do it anonymously. But thank you so much. It's been a whirlwind. It's been an awesome HD Awareness Month. It's been so exciting, and we're only halfway through.
Yes, I know. I'm really just excited about everything that's going on worldwide. You know, we have some great things going on in the U.S., and there are some amazing things going on in Europe, and actually our next show is going to be about the HEATED task force with EHDN. So I'm really excited about that. And then our following show will be about the next generation of HD warriors. So we've got a really good lineup for this month. I hope that everybody tunes into those shows. I think that, you know, we just have so much going on this month, so much of everybody light, you know, I don't know if anybody has seen the Light Up for HD campaign, and that has been going strong. You know, so there's just so much going on worldwide, and I really, really wanted to bring awareness to this HD Family Matters campaign because it's so beautiful and it's so amazing. So thank you so much, Ashley. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us. And I hope that everybody tunes in for next week's show with the Heated Task Force to find out what that is about. And until then, I hope everybody has a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit www.help4hd.org and sign up for our email newsletter to stay up to date on all that is going on at Help for HD. Get social with us and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to Help for HD TV on YouTube, and ring the bell for notifications.